Dirt and Sprague.
I really do believe they're either going to live up to the hype or they're going to have a very mediocre season.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt.
No, I'm not a bro.
And a little splash of Sprague.
Peekaboo.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here, Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. The band back together. It's been a while for us since the Friday show at A&A that we started a little bit late that morning.
Feels like a long time ago.
Does it not?
Yeah,
like
it does.
Simultaneously, like yesterday, but also 6 months ago. It's
yes.
Weird.
Yeah.
I know. It's just kind of the way life's rolling right now. But we got a lot to get to in this hour of radio. Mail sack coming up, final hour. Get your mail sack questions in, 503-864-6326. I do have a little bit of meat left on the Blazer bone, and I want to ask a question, and I want to see if I'm alone here.
Okay.
Or if other people are in my community. Now, we are in the trust tree on this show. This is going to get clipped, and people are going to take this out of context. Blazer Reddit already hates me, so whatever. I got nothing to lose. I'm watching the game last night. They blow the lead, the 18-point lead. You're like, oh, look at that. They're going to beat Denver. That's a nice little win. No, oh, no, they're not. Okay. And yeah. I actually lie bet the Nuggets because the Blazers have done this a bunch against good teams where they've had double-digit leads in the second half and let it slip away. It's happened to them a handful of times here in the second half of the year. Is anybody else in the camp of, like, they just wish they could fast-forward through the rest of this season?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't care about this team anymore.
Oh, because well, they might be in the playoffs.
That's awesome. How many games are they going to play in the playoffs?
Probably four.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I just, like, it's been a really weird, like, seeing the Dundon stuff happen last week and the takeover and the press conference, I'm legitimately excited for the first
you're
time
ready,
as a Blazer
you're more ready
fan.
For
like,
the next era, aren't
I'm
you?
Just ready to move yeah. on. This team's going nowhere.
But how much are they?
So I don't want to pretend to be excited about play-in game. I don't care about play-in game.
I don't think people actually are excited about
play-in game. I don't care about
games.
Being the eighth seed in the playoffs. Like and this isn't like the notion of it, the season is a failure, because I said it would be a failure to not make the play-in at the start of the year, which I stand by. Look how bad the bottom of the West is.
Yeah.
I'm not calling the year a failure. I understand the injuries. I get all of that. I just like this. They're not going anywhere as constructed. We know they're not going anywhere as constructed. I finally have hope at the top of the ladder that there's going to be some directions pointed downward of a sense of urgency, and we're going to do some stuff. And
actual this is, accountability.
Right? Like, there's been this fear that I've had of, like, how many years in a row has it just been kick the can down the road, it's the same team next year.
Yep.
Kick the can down the road, it's the same team the year after that. I don't have that fear anymore. I'm ready to start that, and I'm tired of pretending to care about the short-term nature of – Will they get the 9 seed? Oh, no, now we don't get to host the play-in game.
Well, I'm in a lot of different kind of positions here. One, I think your overall point I agree with. I'm excited for the offseason. I think they're going to make a big move. I think him coming in, I brought this up yesterday. We have the Fire starting their season. I have no idea how they're going to handle renovations, because Dundon says he wants to start renovations this summer.
He wants to start in the offseason.
But they have a season happening in the Moda Center during it. So
my guess
is
they would
weird.
Have to go play at the VMC, wouldn't they?
They will not. Swag made a good point. It's
why
probably
going to
be
not?
In the 300 level, because they'll tarp most of it off for the non-Caitlin Clark games.
How are you going to do the non-300 level renovations then?
Well, it's going to be a form summer renovation
right.
thing. I don't know how it works, and maybe they one summer will play in the VMC. I don't know about that. So
I'll just tell you, somebody who's been in the VMC, it's beautiful inside now.
It's just the attendance drop, but that's about how many people would fill up your arena if you took off 300 anyway.
Right.
I'm excited for a lot of what he is bringing, even if I know he's going to make mistakes here. On your point about this team, I'm excited about elements of it. What does 4 games give you? I don't think it gives you anything. I can't in good conscience hold it against them as an organization in their current regime of saying, you haven't made the playoffs in 4 straight years. We have a higher standard here. But then when you do make it, I'm like, well, who cares? You know what I mean? I can't be a complete hypocrite that way. What I would say is I can commend them for taking at least this step and being more interesting than they have been. And my expectation for them was the play-in. I had them at 41-41. We'll see if that happens. I also think if you were to really hold my feet to the fire, would I rather them be in a 4-game series against the Thunder?
Or have a 2% chance of the number one pick?
While also, if they don't hit that and they fall where they're supposed to be able to get a Yaxel Lindeborg or a Morez Johnson Jr., I'm probably going to have to go with the latter there.
Right.
Because I just think that's a better element for their team building long-term, whereas Dame will be here, Drew will be here, Tamani will be here, Denny will be here, Donovan will be here, Young Hansen might be here the longest of all the players, and then everything else outside of that is kind of up in the air.
Yeah.
Shaden, I think, up in the air. Scoot.
Scoot.
Up in the air. Right. Like, Jeremy, I would assume if they make a massive swing, they're going to put Jeremy in that deal. This is not a long-term love affair here. He has not wanted to be here for over a year, and they've been trying to trade him, and nobody wants that garbage contract. So, like, you have some elements of this team that's going to be here still. And I'm not mad about that, but I hear what you're saying about looking forward to what are the moves or the move they're going to make to try to change us to be playing team two. Can we be Houston next year?
Right. How
can
do you we take an actual jump to be a... you're not going to win a title in 2 years. I'm not asking you to do that.
Can we be a 5-6 seed next
year? Have some actual juice and some hope more so than we made the playoffs for 4 days and now the season is over.
Yes, that's all I'm after for next year. And then you just hope that it continues to build up more and more going through the
next look, I get people are going to agree and disagree with it. Like somebody said, funny how the yardstick keeps moving for dirt. He wanted to play and now he doesn't care. I don't know if I ever said I wanted to play.
But I think those are two different things.
Well, sure.
You can say that you hope that the rise to the level of play-in while knowing you have a new owner and you're waiting for the other side of that, which is the roster reconstruction.
And I also would say, like, I don't know if I've ever, I don't know, I don't think the words have ever come out of my mouth that I want the play-in. The play-in's stupid. It shouldn't exist anyways. It's dumb that the NBA's just have eight teams make the playoffs and everybody goes to the lottery. I don't get it.
Sure.
But the idea of being in the play-in, the only thing that I've said about it this year is it would have been a disaster if they were not in the play-in. The bottom of the West was going to be really bad. We knew the bottom of the West was going to be really bad.
It's historically
bad. You have not made the playoffs in how many years now? Yeah. Like, if you weren't good enough to climb into the play-in, it would have been an unmitigated disaster.
No doubt about that.
That was the takeaway going into the season. It wasn't this push of, like, you better get the play-in to satisfy me as a fan. Mm-hmm. It was just of, like, if you're in year five of a rebuild and you're not good enough to be one of the 10 best teams in the Western Conference, we got a lot of questions to answer. I also think there's a difference between playing scenarios, right? Like if this team, here's an alternate universe for you. Scoot and Shaden are your starting backcourt. Mm-hmm. Donovan Klingon's your starting center. Some of this is true throughout times of the year. I get it. But like those, like they're driving forces of your team. And you have these young guys who are carrying you to this moment. And they're kind of, all right, we're building. Look at this young roster kind of taking that next step. There would be a genuine excitement for me about, all right, let's see how this young group that we're clearly building around does in the play-in and handles the experience because it will pay dividends, a la Detroit and getting a Cade Cunningham in the playoffs for the first time of like, hey, this is cool. Nice that he's getting there. We're building the team around him. It's been different. Like, you're built around a bunch of aging veterans.
Well, Denny's 25, 26 years old.
I know. Denny's not. But Drew Holiday is a massive player on your roster.
Yeah.
He's been, the second most important player for you all year? He's 37 years old, 35, whatever. Jeremy Grant's been one of your most important players this year. Robert Williams has been one of the most important. Like, these are you're being carried by vets to a play-in. And I don't know how many of them are actually a part of the long-term plan. And so that's where the hang-up is for me. Not only just the ownership changing and actually having actual hope for the first time in a long time, it's also the idea, like, it's one thing for a young team to get there and be on the rise. Hey, we made it to the plan. That's exciting. It's another to have a team that's led by 60% veterans and not that much young influence outside of Klingon. And Denny's 25, so I'm not going to say he's old.
Well, I would
they're
say...
just, they're different apples and oranges comparisons.
Also, by the way, coming to a court near you next year, 37-year-old Damian Lillard.
Yes.
I mean, like, that's going to be one of their big offseason things to talk about for next year as well. As we know, Dame's probably going to be at the forefront if they don't get Giannis.
Is he going to play, by the way, this year?
There's some random people wondering if they make the playoffs, does he come back?
List him as questionable the other night, or did I misread that?
If they did, I missed it as well. I just tend to believe he won't, but maybe I'll be wrong on that. I think what you're saying has some truth, but also I just think it's a little, you need to just change maybe a little bit of the mental math with it. What I would say on that is, so like you mentioned being led by this guy, that guy, and the other guy. Well, it is, it's just not the guys you listed. It's 25 or 26, I can't remember how old Denny is, but it's Denny Avdija, right?
Part of the problem is I just...
You're not a big Denny guy, I get it.
I don't enjoy watching him play
That's
basketball
fine, but
sometimes.
It's Denny, right?
He is 25 years old.
25. It's 25-year-old Tamani Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
It's 21.
Klingon's having a great year. I get it.
And Shaden is in there, but he hasn't played in so long. Like,
he's
I think it's there. It's just not there the way we thought it would be.
Is Shaden a part of your long-term future?
Oh, I think if you told me they traded him this summer, I'm not going to blink twice at that.
That's the difference for me. Is Scoot a part of your long-term future?
I tend to believe no.
Okay.
Tend to believe
that's
no.
A difficulty I have. And
I don't know that. I'm not in that room. I don't make those decisions. I just tend to look at the way it's been handled on their side, and I look at the way he's played, And I see some good. I also see some bad. I see some not going to be a guy who leads you at the point. He'll be the point who has to play the two or the three because Denny has the ball or Dame has the ball or Drew has the ball. And I tend to think if I was him, I'd talk to my team this summer and be like, is this my spot or should I try to see if I can get a restart somewhere?
Am I still coming off the bench behind Drew and Damian Lillard next year? Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. So, like, no, I personally just view it as a fan and tend not to believe that that's for the long term. So I hear what you're saying. I just think it's been altered with the names that are being the ones leading us, and they're just like a couple it's years totally older fair. Than you thought they would be.
Totally fair.
But it is still largely those guys. It's two, it's Denny, it's Donovan, and yeah, right now it's Drew. And right, you know, next year it's going to be Dame for a couple years, but I think they're going to make a trade. And you make a trade. If you go get a Giannis, as an example, because we're all kind of assuming that's who Dundon was talking about.
Yeah, they had a deal, they had a trade deadline, but they didn't do it.
And the relationship with Milwaukee and Giannis right now might be to the point where Milwaukee does to Giannis what we did to Dame of like, we're not sending you where you want to go. We're taking the best trade.
That read to me, too, by the way, that they had the deal in place and Tom couldn't make the calls yet because he wasn't the owner of the team. And Jody's like, why am I making this big? Why
See, I have a hard time with that thought. I said that, too. I was like, that sounds like he had a trade, and for some reason we just said no to it, which I would wonder two things.
Burt Cold said no.
But there'd be no point. Dundon was going to take over 2 months from that point. I think he told him about the framework of a trade and not like, yay or nay. And Dundon said, oh, I would do it, but I'm not the owner. And then Joe went, nay, wait 2 months.
Like Burt Cold was on the other line.
I think they have
sitting in the chair in the corner.
No! I think they have framework, and I think they'll revisit in the summer, and we'll have to kind of wait and see. But if they do go that route, yeah, man, it's going to be the same thing with a elevated, bigger name that will make us more relevant, more talked about, more watched, more cared about.
Right.
And you talk about, man, there's right now a lot of talk about the city, right? The mayor is asking other counties now to pour in more millions of dollars for the homeless shelter beds and all that. And so this city's in a weird spot where I think there's some really good parts about this city, but a lot of negatives. The city would be genuinely buzzing.
We need something like this.
If you made a Giannis trade.
We need something.
And that's what Dundon's always gotten at. It's like, yeah, I want the money. We don't get the money in the city. You give me the money, we're going to be relevant. When people have a sports team like the Blazers, they care more. It becomes more of a destination, more of a hangout.
Right.
So there's a whole big thing tied into it. But it'd be a big move. They'd just be going more the veteran route than they would, to your point, leaning in with the youth.
Well, and look, I get that some people will have the takeaway of that segment be that I'm being too negative on this team, and here's negative Blazer dirt. And I get that. I have that stereotype out there, and Blazer Reddit doesn't like me. I would ask you to view it on the other side. And that is, I'm legitimately optimistic for the first time in I don't know how many years as a Blazer fan. I had zero hope that Jody Allen was ever going to do anything that mattered or meant anything. The second that they lost in the first round of the playoffs after the historic postseason that Damian Lillard had and CJ McCollum stepped out of bounds, and that offseason they decided to fire the head coach, keep the general manager, keep the roster fully intact with three guards starting in your starting lineup, and then let the general manager hire a head coach who had coached 1 year of assistant for the Clippers, who was his best buddy, who had some weird allegations about him in his past. Like, the second that happened, any hope that I had that anything would ever happen with Jody Allen was dead and gone. And so you can view this as the here goes negative dirt. I'm viewing it I'm genuinely excited about an offseason and optimistic about an offseason for the first time in a long time as a Blazer fan. And part of my wanting to fast forward is, one, just like vets getting you to a plan does nothing for me. But also, like, I'm eager to see what is on the horizon for this franchise. And I'm just excited to get there because we all know whether you want this season to go on or you want them to make the playoff or you're rooting for this or that in the play-in, like, you're not doing anything in the playoffs. If you win the play-in, you will get swept or win one game and lose in five. There's no chance you're beating Oklahoma City in the first round.
No.
Your season will end. You will lose your first-round pick. Part of that is good because you get the stupid Chicago thing off your back finally that's been hanging over.
But it's a good draft. That actually, I know. That could be a good player.
I agree with you. I would root for them to lose the play-in to give me a 2%. I'd rather have a 2% chance to be great and get a top whatever pick or whoever you might land with the 12th or 13th or 14th pick.
Yeah.
I'd rather roll my dice with that than get swept by Oklahoma City in the first round. That might be your cup of tea as a fan. I'm genuinely excited about the changing of the guard here, and I can't wait to get this thing into full swing, because until we get to the offseason, there's nothing that they can do and no decisions or moves that they can make.
So, yeah, I mean,
get me there, baby.
I'm with you. I think you can make the play and say, hey, good job, way to take the step and not be one of the truly bottom barrel teams of all time in NBA history. This tanking has been egregious.
Oh, it's been real bad.
But also, like, if you were to really press me, I'd rather have the late round lottery pick and get a piece and say, hey, we went to play in, and then see
or
what
another
you do with
part
trades.
Of a big trade this offseason. The 12th overall pick could be a part of a big package.
There's
this
no
offseason.
Doubt. There's no doubt about that. Like, I think I just lean as a fan. I'd rather do that than ultimately get swept in the playoffs.
We know how that's going to go.
Their game tomorrow is interesting. I know you're going to move on from it.
Yeah.
Wemby left yesterday. He played 16 minutes.
Back injury or hip injury? Rib injury. Okay.
Got hit by PG. He cannot miss any more games to be eligible for all of the award stuff.
Ah.
He has 62. But you also have to play 20 minutes or more.
Right. You can't just be in the lineup and then
take
out.
He played 16 last night.
Oh.
So if he plays against Portland tomorrow, he has to play a minimum of 20 minutes unless he does some weird exemption thing that Luke is trying.
Right.
He's at the threshold. They have three games left. I believe I read he's at 62. He has to play in all these games.
He has to get in there.
It's kind of a weird spot.
I'm going to
their eligibility
that up.
Thing is killing them.
I'm going to ask about
it's
that
because really
I saw
stupid.
There was one that came out while you were on vacation. I saw the Luka one while I was gone. Now we have it with Wemby. Well, I'm going to read a couple thoughts on this. We'll talk about that problem that the league has created, an unintended consequence of their own restrictions of guys who wanted to load manage. Like, oops, that's kind of backfiring right now. Some thoughts on that, and read some of your comments next on the Fam. All right, a couple of quick thoughts from listeners. 503-864-6326. Get your mail sack questions in, by the way. Hopefully the few of you left who don't hate me, don't hate me. But, you know, I got to speak my truth. I'm just kind of, I was watching the game last night. I'm like,
I do think you
I'm probably too aggressive in the verbiage that I use.
No, the you thinking like how much you're hated on a Reddit page. Like, yeah, there's always going to be people that disagree with all of our takes on Blazers stuff.
Sure.
But I also think there's a decent portion. I've seen it. The attendance has dropped.
Yeah. Yes.
I've been noting. I noticed this while you were out. Like, just the amount of fans this year that I'll randomly meet somewhere, or people that are in my neighborhood or whatever. Like, even my brother-in-law. Dude, anybody that wears a Blazer jersey should have their jersey retired, according to him. All those people, it's trailed off, dude.
Yeah.
Like, there's a game tonight. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Not
yeah.
watching.
Last week of the regular season.
I had
here.
A guy, I said this last Tuesday. I have a neighbor I see once in a while on a walk. He saw me in the driveway and goes, any update on Jeremy? And I went, I got hurt. I haven't seen an update.
What is the update on Jeremy, by the way? I missed that while I was out.
Calf strain, but he's probably going to be out for this year.
He's not playing again.
They're going to trade him. He can't
he's
have
in
an
his
Achilles
mid 30s. You can't have him pop that thing.
Exactly. And I go, do you watch the game? Oh, no. It's like, people aren't, you know. I think there are more people out there that see what you're saying, that it's...
There are dozens of us! Dozens of us!
I think there's more than dozens of you at this point. And I that's why I'm excited. I'm choosing to be optimistic and excited and not be like, what am I moving team? Well, you might get rid of this guy. Like, yeah, and...
Right. Who cares?
Everything we've highlighted about
stop
him,
being a small market. God.
They already did. They fired the coach. They kept a garbage general manager. I did a segment on don't get rid of the radio because it's iconic in this city. It would mean a great deal to me. We know the guy that does radio. But guess what? What ownership group came in and fired the longtime lovable TV people?
Right.
The Vulcans.
Yeah.
Barrett Rice.
They were gone.
See you later.
I mean, Dundon did that in Carolina, and fans hated him. He fired their TV play-by-play guy because he was expensive. He's now in Seattle. He's one of the biggest voices in hockey, the national voice for TNT.
Yeah.
Massive, and fans were despised him when he did that. Guess what he's done every year there? One. Mm-hmm. Guess who's got the best team in the Eastern Conference right now? Tom Dundon does.
Yes.
Do the fans care about that anymore? Like, again, I don't want to ever see anybody lose their job. I'm not rooting for that to happen. The ultimate thing that matters here is winning. This is not can we stop strumming a guitar and singing Kumbaya and have some expectations and want some standards?
We're West Coast people, man.
Can we just stop for once, for the love of God? All right, a couple quick thoughts, and then I want to get to the NBA problem that you pointed out. Let me see here. Somebody said they completely agree on the Scoot Drew thing. If Drew is here over Scoot next year, I'm going to be so pissed.
That's absolutely going to happen.
Yes, it is. After watching this year's college tournament, I think basketball in the NBA is in a safe place when it comes to tanking. The talent coming out of college seems to be too strong, so you'll be able to get picks even in the second round. People, by the way, noting the Dame thing, thank you for that, was an April Fool's joke I saw when I was in Hawaii.
Oh,
somebody
had
posted he was questionable for tonight. I'm like, what? He might play tonight? Am I actually seeing this right now?
I did hear a national podcast say like out loud, like, do you think he would come back if they made the playoffs? And then somebody's like, I hadn't considered that. But no, I think he's out for the full season.
Right. Another one. I'm right there with you, Derp. There's no juice. I'm fine tearing everything down and restarting for Dundon era. But basketball as a whole has lost its luster. But I'm right there with you on that take. I'm right there with Derp. Want to see the offseason. What happens in the offseason? Not excited to see the Blazers get to the playoffs and lose their first round pick.
I also don't want them to lose their pick this year.
That's
selfishly.
Another part of it for me, man.
Kick that can down the road next year and, you know, then make the playoff leap if you make a trade. I just think it is reportedly one of the deeper drafts, not just like in the top three, like overall. Like Yaxel Lindeborg, who was phenomenal this year, he in this mock draft, this is one of the mock drafts, he's 12th.
Yeah.
We're right in
is
that spot.
Is he going to get the Bowen Penix thing? Because isn't he an older guy?
He is, but he picked up basketball late in his life.
Okay, I didn't know there was a backstory there. Because watching him, I'm like, where the hell did this guy come from?
UAB.
He's bigger than everybody on the floor. He looks like a man amongst boys out there.
I don't think that's becoming as big a thing. I'm not saying that the top three picks won't be true freshmen, because they will be.
Yes.
I think what we're seeing in both football and basketball, weirdly, I think people are going to start not caring as much that the guy's 23 versus 20.
Our last first-round pick can't play a minute in the NBA.
Well, he's playing a little more than
so,
a minute.
2.7
thank
per
you.
Game.
So let's
there you go.
In 41 games.
Maybe a guy who's a little seasoned and has played a lot of big games.
I'm not mad at it.
Maybe is ready to play right away is the guy that we want to draft in the first round.
Aris Moraes Johnson was pretty good, too, and he's feisty. He's athletic. I like him. I like how he stands behind people and just stares at the camera. I'm selfish.
Yeah.
Make the play-in. I will commend you for that. That was all my expectation was.
Yes. I'm not calling it a
but
failure.
But keep the first pick. Yeah. I really want them to have the first-round pick this year.
Can we tank those games? Is that possible? Speaking of which, how does the NBA fix their games played problem?
Well,
this is an issue.
We're already against it. But
yeah, we can get to it next if you want.
I have a pretty simple solution because I know why they implemented it.
I get it.
I think people commended them for it, but I think we need to reevaluate and change it this offseason.
This is kind of like when you were out, we were talking about the lottery stuff that they were proposing and that they're going to decipher how do we want the lottery to look. Like, there's going to be an unintended consequence of it. There will be an offshoot of it that's like, oh, we didn't see that problem because this is happening right now. Should they lift the restrictions and are you okay, like, waiving you know, the certain number for players depending on the reason they didn't reach the games played. Limit, we'll talk about that coming up next. All right, how many panic buttons are getting mashed? We'll get to that coming up in a moment. Mail sack final hour, storylines from Augusta. Hello, friends. It is Masters Week. I got some of that in the notes still to come on the show. Mail sack questions, welcome, 503-864-6326. There was the story came out, I think the first example of this, and maybe there's another one that you can point to that I'm forgetting. But I saw this, and I thought it was a legitimate argument. Cade Cunningham was having a phenomenal year for Detroit. Phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Now, have they locked up the one seed in the East? Is that done?
They have.
Okay, so that's all done. The one seed in the Eastern Conference.
Played pretty well without him, actually.
They're hanging on, right? How long is he? Is he going to be back for playoffs?
They're going to reevaluate.
The
okay, they're hope, fingers crossed he can be back.
You can probably get through the first round okay without him.
I would
hope
so.
It's the second and the conference finals. You're going to need Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, like a collapsed lung. Like, that's a serious thing. He's trying to come over, right, or overcome. And his agent made the argument, like, this is ridiculous that he's not eligible for end-of-season awards. Like, he's played. He's not been load managing. It's not like he's out of the lineup every other night or he's not playing on back-to-backs. Like, he's worked his ass off. And then he collapsed his lung, and he's going to miss a chunk of games at the end of the year. And because he missed a couple because of, you know, bumps and bruises earlier in the season, he won't hit the games played threshold for end-of-season awards and All-NBA. And he would have been a first-team, second-team All-NBA guy. He would have been up for all sorts of awards. Like, That means a lot financially. It means a lot for these players in terms of making sure they're respected for the years that they've had. And now we've had multiple examples follow. Luka Doncic gets banged up. He's going overseas for treatment to try and be back and ready for playoff time, but he won't hit the games played allotment. And then you pointed to the Blazers' opponent tomorrow night is Victor Wembanyama, who has a rib injury now, who has to play in the last three games of the season just to get there. And he's a guy who's missed some time here or there, and he's been a little injury prone at moments in his career.
Yeah.
But not anything massive this year, but he's three games away. And so you now have this conundrum on your hands where you're talking about Luka Doncic. Like, I can feel however I want to feel about him. He is one of the best offensive players we've ever seen in the history of basketball. He deserves awards and accolades for that. Victor Wembanyama is an absolute unicorn and one of a kind in the history of the NBA. And Cade Cunningham has done something in Detroit. The Detroit's been irrelevant since I was 10 years old, essentially, 15 years old. It's been forever since they've done anything, and he's carried them out of the cellar to the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. And to have an NBA year where they're not honored properly at the end of it because of this arbitrary restriction and not allowing a any sort of panel or debate or conversation about should this example be the same as this example, seems like the NBA's got a bit of a problem on their hands.
There's no doubt about it. I'll go through a list here, but an update on the Wimby thing.
Yeah.
So I had forgotten until I read this article, they count cup games even though they're not regular season games.
Okay.
So he only needs to play one of their final three for 20 minutes or more to be
eligible.
So
he's not playing tomorrow then likely.
I don't think he's going to play for Portland.
And then maybe the last game of the season or whatever.
They play Dallas, I think, after the Blazers. So I wouldn't be shocked if Wimby is out tomorrow to rest it. We'll see if the Blazers can win that game. Yeah. This is the list of players who we have to track to be eligible
in the final couple of games of the season.
Jokic.
Yep.
Wimby. Kawhi Leonard. Jalen Duren. Cooper Flagg. Slim chance to make All-NBA. You don't need the eligibility thing for Rookie of the Year.
Okay, there's not a limit on that. Okay.
Denny Avdia is on this list.
Yeah, yeah.
Evan Mobley. Draymond Green. Lu Dort. Assort Thompson. Those are all for Defensive Player of the Year. And ineligible. Cade Cunningham. Anthony Edwards. Devin Booker. LeBron. Steph. And then the so on and so forth. So you can go out, Zion's on this list, whatever. I just think this is, I understood why they implemented this. They were getting tired of the load management stuff, the reputation that players weren't playing, and so let's make a minimum requirement. I remember when they made it, I'm pretty sure the record would state that I was in support of it. That being said, you have to be able to change your mind with the information you get as it goes along. You need to change this, and you need to change it this offseason. This needs to be 55 to 57 games. And I know that's a pretty big change, but you cannot have seasons where guys like Nikola Jokic, who may be an MVP, are not eligible for whatever the reason. If you even want to drop,
can you be eligible for MVP under the threshold?
No.
So you can't even vote for him for MVP.
The only thing you can win.
Why is Rookie of the Year different?
I don't know. Or if you make a play, a NBA Cup run,
those
games
will
count
and can get you over the hump.
So unless you do those two things, be a rookie or make the NBA Cup final, you have 65 games. If you don't, see you later. You can't make All NBA. You can't win Defensive Player of the Year. You can't win MVP.
Right.
You're not even on the ballot. And so whether that's 60 games, 57 games, they need to make a change, and they need to make a change now, because these aren't guys just going, it's Saturday night primetime game, I'm not going to play. Greg Popovich told me not to.
Right.
These are legitimate. I had to leave the game yesterday.
Somebody pointed out, ironically, Cade Cunningham is why players load manage.
Exactly. Yeah,
he pushed through it and collapsed his lung, and now he's out.
Yeah. No, I think, you can reduce it. You can up the minutes played maybe to 24 minutes, average 24 minutes a game, so that.
Why?
I just don't
understand. Why do we need to change the minutes?
Why can't we just have some sort of panel that is willing to, like, have an arbitrator?
Well, it is. Isn't it the Basketball Writers Association that's
I'm just saying, like, allow to challenge. Like, hey, if I'm Luka Doncic, I'm Cade Cunningham, I played 62 games this year.
Luka is challenging. He'll be one game short.
Right, and just, I'm going to file for a grievance, and we can all look at it
exemptions.
And say, okay, you didn't. All right, that's fair.
And Luka might get it, actually.
And they should. If the Cade Cunningham should get it, too.
Well, either that or they have to then not have the Supermax tied to those awards.
Well,
that's the biggest.
That's such
problem.
A huge part of your CBA right now, though, to protect teams.
Like, voters have actually been arguing that because they hate being the ones that dictate who gets bonuses and doesn't
who cost guys money because
you're trying to be honest about who you think top three All NBA guys are, right? But
it's not an easy thing to do.
You also know that if you don't vote for this guy and you vote for that guy's going to get the money. The other guy's not going to get the money.
Right.
I don't care about the minutes part of it. I just think they need to change this and cut the games down because none of these guys, including Kawhi, these aren't, I'm just opting to not play. Take that, fans.
Yeah.
Suck it, paying for your these are just like
that's
they've
different.
Had bad luck with injuries. So I hope they change it because it's not good that the certain guys that are on the list are not even going to be eligible. So I really don't like it. I think it's kind of ruined some part of the regular season that I'm not going to see Cade Cunningham recognized for the season he had in Detroit.
Great, dude. He led Detroit to the number one seed in the Eastern Conference.
Jalen Duren should be an All-NBA guy. He's probably not going to make it.
Who had that preseason?
Barely.
Yeah. A couple of differing thoughts coming in. Somebody, one of our P1s, Bob, said, I can't remember which coach said it, but I think they made a good point. With the 65-game limit, they have to take some of the things. Oh, I just got another one that got bumped out. Take some of the things off the board because if some of the main guys aren't eligible for for it. They let a lower tier person on that all pro team. It now makes them eligible for a Supermax contract. And that's what I don't think is okay. And another one is I'm fine with it. You can't have your cake and eat it too. No way for 55 games. That would be a disaster. If you're going to get it with 60 games, you're going to have the same issues with 55. And another one, you know who's eligible for all the awards? SGA, baby, back-to-back MVPs. He is inevitable. He is inevitable. He will probably win back-to-back MVPs. But I think your point on the voter, all of this is just kind of a weird spot for the NBA to be in, where the playoffs are going to be really fun and exciting as long as guys are healthy. Like, Luka being out in the West sucks. Like, not having him in that storyline, if he's not able to get back in time and play.
Him and Reeves are out.
Right? I mean, that's just brutal, right? And that's a top four seed in the Western Conference that you're all of a sudden, like, some of those matchups are really juicy, and now you're like,
Lakers are going to be an out.
Right, you're out immediately. I mean, they were last year with him, so maybe it would have been the case this year with him, too. But I would much rather watch the playoffs with him playing Cade Cunningham in the Eastern Conference, so... That genuinely sucks if you take some of that stuff off the board and you lose some of that luster come postseason time, because it will begin next week. When are the play-in games for the league? Next, like, Monday, Tuesday?
Next Tuesday. So okay. Sunday is the last game of
Sunday's
the regular
end,
season.
Yes.
So Tuesday will be the 7-8 games. The winner of that gets the seventh seed. Wednesday is the 9-10 games. Loser out.
Okay.
And then Friday is...
Because we couldn't do Thursday.
The last game. Well, they got to travel.
Oh, but God forbid. You got to jump on a chartered flight and get to another city and play another game the next day? There's no way you could do that.
So
there's no way they
could
get to the hotel in time to play the game the next night? There's no way.
Friday will be then the last play-in to get the eighth spot.
Friday
and then the
night.
Playoffs will start a week from Saturday.
Okay.
Are we going to be debating the eighth seed battle next Friday?
Damn right we will be.
Will we beat Steph and the Warriors if we finish ninth?
He's back, right? He playing?
Yeah, he damn near.
Had a good show against
damn
the
almost won the game
won,
the other night.
Brought
I saw,
him back
right?
against Houston.
Yeah.
No. I don't think we will. If he's playing, I'm going to pick them to beat us.
Really?
I think so.
The way we played against the Clippers and then last night against the Nuggets, that Warrior team can't beat that.
Well, if Wemby's out.
Blowing an 18-point lead.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
on a night we set the franchise record for made threes and we still couldn't win the game. We had the best shooting night in the history of our franchise and we still couldn't win. Are we going to shoot 47% from three in that game?
Who's going to score for the Warriors outside of Steph?
Steph's all they need.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we got Denny.
Yes, we do.
We got Tumani.
Here comes some free throws, baby. Give me those free
throws.
The
clinger.
Who's hitting the panic button already? We'll ask that question next on The Fan. All right, what storylines are floating your boat? We'll get to that coming up top of the hour. Mail sack questions. Welcome, 503-864-6326. That
I love the fan text line. I love during the break you bringing up that thing you guys did while I was out and him saying they're not the Yankees. And we said, well, why are the Yankees the evil empire? And he goes, well, because the Dodgers aren't cheating. And we said, well, how do the Yankees cheat? He just went...
Commercial. I mean, just, I don't understand. Here's the whole rant that I went on. If Oregon won back-to-back national championships in football, do you know how insufferable I would be? And people would hate my team, and you know what I would
do? I think
do?
They already do.
They already do.
But yeah.
Granted,
yes.
I get it.
Yes.
I understand why people hate us. I'm just saying, how much more would you hate our team if we actually won back-to-back national championships? Because then every argument you have against Oregon would go out the window. The zero students, right? Mm-hmm. Like, all that would be gone, and I would be pointing in your face and laughing. I don't understand why you don't peacock. Why are you running from the idea that you are the juggernaut that might bring baseball to a work stoppage? You know, braggadocious I would be if that was my team.
Because I think it's become so easy.
I just
easy.
Don't get it.
Look, he's not going to agree with this, and he's certainly welcome to argue. I think it's become so easy for them that he doesn't care anymore.
They won the World
it's
Series
not as interesting.
For the second straight year and then
that.
Went out and signed the biggest player on the free agent market.
And the best closer.
And the best closer.
Yeah.
Dude, the trumpets
after
hit
winning
pretty good
two straight national championships.
Awesome. Those
live trumpet player in the ninth. That was fantastic.
You are the evil. It's okay.
Yeah.
Like, embrace it. I don't understand why you don't embrace it. 90% of your team is free
agents.
Are
we agents. A juggernaut? Absolutely. Are yeah. we an 800-pound gorilla? It's where you go evil. I don't think there's anything evil.
Well, what was evil about the Yankees in the late
90s? Steinbrenner was... He
How
was
that any
jack.
Different? How was he...
His
why?
Owner doesn't talk.
Because your owner is it doesn't do interviews? He's different?
His owner's Magic Johnson smiling on the dais.
He's not even the owner. He's just the public face.
I know, but
face.
That's the only owner you see.
Quarter of a percentage of the team. He's sitting behind the bench. I just...
Actually don't even know the owner. Oh, it's... Oh, what's the
oh, there's a bunch
name?
Of there's
it was the guy teamed
them.
Up with Knight.
Yeah,
yeah, there's a dozen of them. They yeah. all yeah, whatever. Anyways, you're not allowed to participate in this segment because it doesn't apply to you. Who is pressing the panic button early in baseball? Are Mariner fans Ooh. Already there?
Yes.
Yeah,
they
I
are.
Think so.
Because my
so.
Team sucks.
I'm, yeah. Red Sox fans are.
Red Sox fans have to be.
My team just lost to the Angels.
Are the Angels good? Is that an early baseball development? Are the Angels good? How about the Adele cat robbing three home runs in a game?
Oh, yeah, we did that.
That was wild. Dude, I saw those highlights.
That's the greatest defensive performance I've ever seen in my life.
How is it not a home run if the ball goes over the fence?
If you catch it in the field of play. Like
he didn't catch it.
It felt like he caught it over the fence.
I think he caught it over the fence. I think it was such a slim margin on a replay, they couldn't clearly.
You can't conclusively
say it. I don't know what the specific rule
is. Also, how do you prove that he didn't drop the ball?
Well, there's that, too.
They don't have a cam.
You could just pick it up.
A floor cam.
If he hits the floor and the ball bobbles out, you pick it up with your glove and you hold it up and you say, I caught it.
You're ruining a good moment. That photo of him holding the glove up is an all-time great photo.
And having against Mariners, that made me chuckle.
You know what's sad?
What if Cal Raleigh hits like .174 with 12 home runs this year?
We're going to have a conversation that's uncomfortable and probably going to go too viral.
He did hit his first dinger yesterday, but they can't hit with squat.
What's sad to say is that I think Joe Adell holding the ball behind the wall, standing from behind that photo, that's the best thing the Angels have had to talk about in at least 8 years.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
And I'm counting with Ohtani and Trout on the roster.
Got a concussion, by the way.
He got drilled in the head, didn't he?
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Breaking news, Mike Trout. Great start to the year, and then he's hurt for a chunk of time.
Blue Jays are probably panicking.
Yeah, you think the Blue Jays are panicking early on?
They got drilled last night. They just got
swept
by the White Sox.
Four and six.
Four and six is not a great start.
How about
Detroit in the AL Central below .500?
The Pirates and the Marlins
gonna run away with the AL Central
at the top. I don't know.
I mean, nobody probably. The only thing I ask of my baseball team is, can you get me to football? I'm not even to the point where I need you to be good yet, because I got enough to fill my hole. Like NBA playoffs are about to start. Stanley Cup playoffs. I got the Masters this week. The NFL draft is 2 weeks away.
I'm a big fan of the pickles.
I don't need you to do anything yet. I need you come June. That's when I need you to be relevant for me. June through August to fill my hole in that stretch.
I love meat.
And I don't even know my team's going to get there. I'm not terrified. They're not even going to get me to that point to fill my hole for the summer.
Hooray.
What's going to go in my hole this summer, guys?
Swagalicious.
I shouldn't have played that drop.
That was bad timing.
That was pretty bad timing.
Not good.
Get me there, dude. My team blows.
Look, time to nut up or shut up.
What sucks is your division. You're just
half the teams make it to the wild card though now.
And like, that's the thing is you at least got the wild card to look forward to. I'm not gonna jump where you're jumping. Look, my team's a little better than yours, not much. We don't have a whole lot of pitching, and our best pitcher just kept hitting people yesterday. He could not stop hitting batters.
I love early baseball complaints. 10 games into 162 game season.
Were they one game, 2 games out of first?
We're second. Marlins are off to a good start. I got Jake in my ear. Marlins are for real. Why?
The such man has the takes that the Marlins are for real?
Because they play the Yankees.
Oh, get out of here.
Any team that plays the Yankees and either beats the Yankees or plays them really tough, that team's legitimate.
Exactly.
I did have a chuckle because the Yankees they smoked my Giants to open the season, and our boss, Ryan Cooley, gave me a hard time last year because I abandoned my team in the second half of the year.
Yeah, it was great to be on a text string on my vacation about Giants Yankees.
Yeah, I love that you were on that.
Dude, can we stop?
But I remember him giving me a hard time, and I'm like, dude, they suck. And then he gets a chance to watch him for 3 games, and I wanted to be like, are you still upset at me for abandoning them? Because that was like 3 weeks after the All-Star break that I watched, and I was like, enough! I can't take it anymore.
I will say, I fully abandoned my team when they were tanking years ago to become a World Series juggernaut. That being said, don't forget our dynasty run.
People don't forget.
2021.
People do not forget.
I saw Jorge Soler is a Angel, and I'm like, hey!
Hey!
Home run.
Where's
World
Jack
Series
Peterson
hero?
And his
bad
his
pearls?
His pearls. Where's his pearls at nowadays?
Bad bitch. I don't know where he's at right now.
Got to be somewhere.
That being said, we will have nothing in July.
I know.
I will be having baseball on in my garage after the show when I get home.
Please be relevant in July. Please.
I don't even care anymore. I want it on.
Just something to have on the TV.
Just to have it on TV.
I get it. Well, rough start for a handful of teams out there. The Mariners can't hit. They lost to the Rangers yesterday 2-1. And it is like, you don't take any sort of grandiose takeaways 11 games into a season. For the love of God, don't do it.
Please don't do that.
I have those circled Cal Raleigh numbers just as a...
Brought it up last year.
Let's watch how this goes.
I asked it last year.
He's gotten off the sluggish starts before. It's happened. Julio is a notorious slow starter in April. That's who he's been, I feel like, the last 3 or 4 years. So they're likely to pull out of it. But it just... The 60 home run thing was so out of left field.
What's the number that makes us go, what?
Sub 30.
Like if he's 29, 28
If you lop
home runs,
it in half.
I know.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That can't just be an all-time heater, can it?
A lot of questions.
Where did you go before last offseason?
By the way, one last fun baseball note. It was great realizing in Hawaii that all West Coast teams are blacked out in Hawaii.
All of them?
All of them.
That's crazy.
I know the Dodgers are there. Probably the Angels and Padres,
Giants.
Too.
The Giants are playing the Padres. Were? I actually didn't try to watch a Mariner game, so I can't tell you that. I shouldn't say all West Coast. All California teams.
All California
teams. I tried to watch the Giants and Padres. I couldn't watch it. And I'm like, well, maybe it's a Padre thing. And then they played the Mets. Still couldn't watch. Wow.
If the Mariners are on Apple TV, is that blacked out?
No. Or no. On Peacock. You can watch those games.
No, those are national telecasts.
Okay, so outside of those two, I can't watch Mariner games this year.
No, neither can I. Because I'm not buying the
Fox
package.
Fox games?
Fox.
No, I don't think the Fox games are allowed, are they?
The Fox, if they play on like a Fox Saturday game.
Fox Saturday game.
Or an FS1 random games. Those will be on your TV.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Those
okay.
ones, Peacock, and those
outlets.
But
I'm going to miss most of their season.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I'm not buying the package.
No.
That's how you grow the game. Lots to get to in the final hour. What storylines are tickling your fancy? We got Mail Sack coming up at 9:15. Get your questions in 503-864-6326. Loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 FM The Fam.